From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions, an exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of a jazz funk quartet hailing from the Philadelphia area from the 1970s called Catalyst. They released four LPs between 1972 and 75, Catalyst, Perception, Unity, and A Tear and a Smile, respectively. In 2010, Porter Records released a two CD set containing all four LPs on two compact discs, the album Catalyst, The Complete Recordings. We'll listen to a track which originally appeared on their 1974 Unity LP, which was first released on Muse. Catalyst was Odin Pope on sax, Eddie Green keyboards, Tyrone Brown bass, and Sherman Ferguson on drums. And on this piece, they're augmented by percussionist Billy Hart. This is Mail Order.
Thank you. Thank you.
We began the set and also the hour with Catalyst, Mail Order, from their third LP from 1974, Unity, available as part of the two-CD set Catalyst, The Complete Recordings. And lastly, the German band Passport, fronted by Klaus Doldinger on sax and synthesizer, with John Milling, additional keyboards, Wolfgang Schmid, guitar and bass, and Brian Spring on drums. A longtime fixture on Atlantic Records, we listen to a track from their second album for the label from 1972, Second Passport. Their debut album was self-titled Passport from 71. We heard Registration O. Venturing into more rock-oriented fusion here on Jazz Progressions, and we'll begin the set with the British fusion band Isotope, with Gary Boyle on guitar, Brian Miller keyboards, Jeff Klein bass, and Nigel Morris on drums. From their second album, self-titled from 1974, Isotope, this is the closing track, Honky Donkey.
I'm
We began that set with Isotope out of the UK, Honky Donkey from their self-titled release, Isotope from 1974, reissued on CD thanks to the British Esoteric, or as they pronounce it, Esoteric label. From 1975, the new Tony Williams Lifetime, the second incarnation of drummer Tony Williams' fusion band of the 70s. The original Lifetime featured such greats as John McLaughlin, Larry Young, and Jack Bruce. For the new Tony Williams Lifetime, it was still Tony Williams at the helm on drums, Alan Holdsworth guitar, Alan Pasqua keyboards, and Tony Newton on bass. From their debut LP for Columbia from 75, Believe It, we heard Red Alert. You can also find it on the album Lifetime The Collection, a single CD featuring both of their Columbia LPs from 75 and 76, Believe It and Million Dollar Legs in their entirety. And lastly, from 1976, Alpha Omega, a fusion band from Australia. We don't hear too much fusion from Dayananda, unfortunately. Alpha Omega was Dave Brown on sax, Stephen Maxwell Brondon keyboards, John Bellamy guitar, Tony Hargreaves bass, and Ray Dick drums and percussion. From their self-titled LP, Alpha Omega, released on the Clear Light of Jupiter label, we heard their theme, Alpha Omega. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. That's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for much more info about the show. There you can view detailed show playlists, and you can listen to episodes of the series at your convenience. That's all available for you at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, look for Jazz Progressions, Program 1811. We'll remain in a fusion vein for our final set of the hour, as we turn to a compilation from the Tone Center label. Tone Center, a guitar-oriented rock label, as a result, plenty of fusion titles in their catalog, including this release, the compilation The Royal Dan, a tribute to the genius of Steely Dan. Growing up, I didn't really think of Steely Dan as a jazz band. Certainly, I heard some of their hits on classic hits and classic rock radio growing up, but it wasn't until I began listening to some jazz radio stations and programs that I began to hear some of Steely Dan's music played on their shows, particularly tracks from their 1977 epic, Asia, and I began to appreciate the band and their jazz influence. It's no wonder, then, that there is this nice guitar-oriented tribute to the band and their classic music. We'll listen first in the set. We'll hear two selections from this CD. First up, from Steve Lukather, the longtime guitarist in the band Toto. This is his take of Pretzel Logic.
We'll be right back.
Two selections from The Royal Dan, a tribute to the genius of Steely Dan, a 2006 compilation from the Tone Center label. We began with Steve Lukather and his version of Pretzel Logic, and lastly, Frank Gambale and his cover of FM. The backing band is the same for all tracks on this CD, and an impressive backing band it is, with Ernie Watts on sax, Peter Wolf keyboards, Jimmy Haslip of the Yellow Jackets on bass, and Vinnie Colaiuta on drums. Other highlights on this release include Al Di Meola's rendition of Asia, Al featured predominantly on acoustic guitar, Mike Stern covering Dirty Work, Robin Ford and a nice rendition of Peg, and even Jay Graydon featured on this release covering Home at Last. Again, the album The Royal Dan. And that does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com and our blog and website for much more info about the show, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Please join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.